Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things K-State, coming at you on game day. Actually, this postcast of volleyball during the game, during the football game right now. I'm recording this at halftime, so when it goes out tonight, I'll be like, what's going on here? The game's already over. But yes, I'm recording this during the halftime segment of the Tulane K-State football game, which is right now. Give Tulane a lot of credit right now. K-State still asleep after first quarter of play. But right now, as I'm recording this podcast, it is halftime. K-State just getting the lead for the first time in this football game, the last non-con game before Oklahoma. And I tell you what, we knew they were going to start off a little slow. Maybe our predictions on our weekly show are going to be way off for in between me and Alex. But give Tulane credit, K-State better do a little bit better job of executing in the second half. Right now it's 10-7. At the break. This is the Pro Project postcast of volleyball, and volleyball is also going on right now. Game two of the Adidas Invitational, the last tournament in non-con game for K-State women's volleyball. They take it on Creighton, and Creighton jumped on K-State 2-0, and Shaylee Myers having herself another tremendous game. She just put down kill 13 of the afternoon. And right now, K-State just won set 3 at the recording of this podcast. So right now, it's Creighton 2, K-State 1 hitting the set 4 here in a few moments. Well, I'm not covering it, obviously, but we'll have the postcast of the rest of that game probably later on as well. So you're going to get a double dose of volleyball. But backtrack to last night here a little quick. K-State jumped out on Rice to a 2-0 lead, and the host team of the tournament, of the Adidas tournament, Adidas Invitation, I should say, and Rice rallied back to take the rest of the game. So, K-State 25-20, 26-24, two sets to none, and Rice began the battle back in the third set, 25-21, and then Rice tied it up 25-18 after set 4, and then Rice puts the dagger in the K-State there, 15-13. There, as this game with the full sets in K-State right now. Excuse me, as I'm still dealing with allergies, but I'm good. But anyways, yeah, right now, K-State sitting at 9-3. If they can rally here, they can get their 10th win of the year. But if not, me and Alex's predictions will be wrong again. and we talked about them, and they were to split these two games. It would be a nice momentum going to non-con play for this volleyball team. But right now, they're still behind. They still have a little work to do here, trying to get back at Creighton and try to return the favor what Rice did to them last night. It's to rally back after trailing two sets and to win this game. Creighton, remember Creighton now, 17th ranked in the top 25 as far as women's volleyball goes there. So K-State getting one from the 17th rank Creighton here. So we'll see what happens the rest of the way. Elena Baca last night, 14 kills, 12 digs. Lauren Hinkle balling, 41 assists. Obviously, when you have a match that goes the distance, you're going to get big numbers like this. Lauren Hinkle, 41 assists on the night last night, 11 digs. Shaylee Myers, 17 digs. And 10 digs there as well. And yeah, this got to be a backbreaker, because me and Alex did have, again, we thought that, you know, you got to get one of these two games, and Rice was going to be the game. If I would have picked it right there, big missed opportunity there for the K-State women's volleyball team to get this game last night, and they didn't. Two sets to none. Obviously, volleyball is, you heard me say this before, K-State Nation is a game of swinging momentum there in K-State. They should have had this one here last night down in Houston. They did not get it done there. Wildcat defense, though, last night racked up 14 blocks, 9 coming within the two games there. Kaylee Fernholtz, Haley Warner, led the way with 7 blocks apiece. Sydney Bolding chipped in with 6 there. And Sydney Bolding, 11 kills last night total there. Mackenzie Morris, match high last night in this 5-set thriller, 23 digs as well. Rice on the other end saw 4 players tab in double figures in kills there as well. Susie Fritz last night, real quick, not going to dive on in too much, but she said on last night's game that really turned the tide after the second set. Cool, I thought we were playing extremely well after the first few points in game one. Game two was about as good as we've been. A lot of defensive pressure and not giving up lots of points. I thought, frankly, they upgraded. I thought maybe we got a little bit conservative from the service line and a little bit conservative from attacking perspective as well. He started managing the match. There was a pretty significant upgrade for them in game number 3. Ultimately, we got to be able to not allow runs of points. Like I said, momentum. And be able to side out at a higher clip there as well. Let's see. And K-State, at the moment with this Creighton game, right here, K-State 0-2 this season after teams receiving votes in an ABCA poll right there. And they're playing a 17th ranked. I believe this is the first ranked team they played all year. Creighton, I'm talking about as well. Cats are now 1-2 when games are go the full distance there as well. So that's a backbreaker, man. That's a backbreaker. And they fell behind here just a while ago, 2-0. And Shaylee Myers just capped off the third set there with her 13th kill. They just started, about to start set 4 as we about to sign off for this postcast. We will have postcast of the Creighton matchup there to wrap up non-con for the volleyball team as well. K-State at halftime, first lead, 10-7 at halftime against Tulane. And K-State has, I mean, this might be one of these games that K-State catches breaks, and they certainly caught a couple of them. One of them being Tulane driving down the field, and they did not challenge a curl route that was caught, but one of their wide receivers for a first down was clearly a catch. Now, and it was like, why is Eddie talking about Tulane at halftime? Well, obviously, me and the fam mutually decided not to go to this game, and it might turn out to be the right decision. Well, it is the right decision right now because the way the Cats are playing right now, not very good football, and a very sloppy first quarter on top of that. So, I'm not going to say the team down south yet, but they got a lot to work on, including get that ball rolling, man. Throw it downfield. Adrian Martinez had over 17 Nebraska's passing records or something like that, and we're starting to see, we're just wait and see, after game one, wait and see, game two, wait and see, game three, obviously I can go down this rabbit hole right now, but I ain't got that time to do that right now. There's going to be plenty of reaction to this for sure, obviously, in the postcast. And looming ahead, Oklahoma first road game next Saturday night down in Norman. Woo! Lots of work on there, but Deuce Vaughn doing his best. And shout out Cade Warner for bailing Adrian Martinez out on a couple of those throws. Obviously, he made a terrific catch in the end zone to tie the game. But it was one before that where Adrian Martinez just almost airmailed it like warm-up style. Just close range and almost wasn't able to hit. And that's been the knock, really. If you look back at his 2.5 games and his knock-on, Adrian not able to hit on some of these short intermediate routes. So you hope that the CC get the see him get out of his cover, well, not out of his cover, but in the comfort zone of throwing the thing downfield, sling it, and that way you can open things up for Deuce. And I like to see a little bit more of DJ Gins on the field a little bit. He's a big compliment for Deuce back there. So, this is not surprising. We should not be surprised Defense is going to key on Deuce. This is going to be the common theme in the Big 12 play. We should not act like we're surprised on this. We should not. I say we should not be acting surprised at all. So definitely, if you throw it downfield, again, it's all about the wide receivers. Can you get separation down the field? And Mills got some catches there towards the end of that second half, the first half that game of this game. Kay Warner has made some good, great catches. I tweeted out there as well. So, again, we'll have to see if K-State can play a lot better in the second half. Give some little bit of breathing room to Tulane. Or if you let Tulane hang around this game, this is going to get really interesting here as well. But I did say it's a two-score game. So, we'll see if that comes into fruition there as well. Don't want to get too veered off on the football side. Shady Myers last night to wrap up 17 kills on the night, 2 blocks. She's having a monster invitational to this point. Elena Baca, 14 kills, 1 block, 2 aces. Cindy Boulding, 11 kills, 2 aces, 6 blocks last night against Rice. And then last but not least, Haley Warner, 8 kills, 7 blocks there to add on as well. And I'm going to throw out what did you want, a caution flag on Aaliyah Carter. Where has she been here lately? She was like the best player. And obviously, you have all this help around her now. We'll see. But I know she's there, but she's probably in the middle of the score sheet. But K-State volleyball, women's volleyball, loses last night in 5 sets here. And before I sign off here, let's see if I can get a recent update here. I cannot right now. Let me see if I can track. See if I can do double duty here real quick. Let's see. Yeah, it's been kind of blowout Saturday when it comes to... It's been blowout Saturday in college football, except for this game. So, we'll see what happens here. Hopefully, K-State can get in gear and get things rolling. Right now, as we wrap up podcast number one of the Adidas Invitational, down in Houston, Texas, Creighton in set for lead, K-State 13-9 there. As Creighton looks to put away the Cats trying to fight back here to try to force that fifth in the deciding set here. We'll see what happens there as well. Elena Baca had made an error a couple minutes ago. Then Molly Ramsey there got a service ace. Kaylee Fernholz made the last point for K-State. We're gonna keep close eye on that while the second half gets rolling of the football game. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Odyssey, Apple, Spotify, Audioboom, and a few more other podcasts and platforms as well. K-State Nation, you're not subscribed to the Pearl Project Podcast, again, this is a perfect time to do that as well. Also, shout out real quick to, and we'll have postcasts on this, Cross Country, again, another dub in the books here as they win out there. As they win today in their second Cross Country meet. And I'll get the details on that here later on tonight as well. But stay tuned, folks, for the postcast of Game 2 with 17th-ranked Creighton. So we'll see how that goes there as well. K-State soccer, women's soccer, concludes their non-con tomorrow afternoon up north against South Dakota State. Eddie Greer, time to get back to this football game, folks. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!